Yo, what's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 678. Nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, no. Hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Hell no, ain't nobody listening to you. Get out of here. Go find you some business. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Shit, we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to make the culture go forward. This is how we're going to progress and all that good gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? And hell, you know what I mean? I'm just eager to kick today off and whatnot. You know what I mean? So, hell, before we get into that, everybody go look in the mirror.
Yo.
One time for the one time. Get impressed with yourself and then come on outside. Try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot. I got Fofuli Molly in here with me today, man.
Y'all heard the ad-libs.
I got Fofuli Molly in this bitch
heard,
with me, man.
Y'all heard the yo.
We rocking. We gonna get into some gangster things and talk about some stuff and, you know.
I brought some of this Blackberry Kush with me, you know.
It's doing this thing. I honestly should have hit record a little while ago, but, I mean, you know, now that we know what we finna do, we gonna get to it, you know what I'm saying? So, first off, Brody, thank you for joining me, you know what
man,
I'm saying?
Man, it's been a long time.
Took 8 months Brody. Out of the year, but you are here with us, and
yeah,
I thank
man.
You.
And I am sorry about that, I had
hey,
some
man.
Shit going on, you
everyone,
know, life is hectic.
Everyone does, and I understand. I fucking
hectic.
Understand. I get it. Like, obstacles, you know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't no distractions, you know what I'm saying? All the other little shit, we can, you know.
And you can bounce back from, but
yeah,
like,
you can handle that shit right there. How's things though?
Things are things. I'm just trying to upgrade my life a little bit more, little steps at a time. I mean, shit. If I could take a big step, I would. But right now, I'm taking little baby steps.
Oh yeah. What I say? We be inching forward. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Inching forward and shit.
You always gotta take a mile. You take a little inch at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A little pinch.
Take it easy and whatnot, you know what I mean? As long as we know what we want type shit, you know what I'm saying? Get to where we going. Look, and get to where the fuck we going. That shit's love. You heard him, though. Y'all see what we smoking on, and I'm going to just make sure it's doing this damn thing for the day. We're going to jump into some shit, you know what I'm saying? First thing I guess I'm going to talk about is that nigga, Trap Boy, Tiger King Freddy. That nigga got arrested. They caught him with a tiger, you know, he on weapons charges, all this other shit, boy. It's things, man. It's some shit. The nigga, I don't think it's looking good for him and shit, especially with everything that's already going on with rappers and the law. Yeah, shit is just not meshing at this moment. Excuse me. Yeah, shit is just not being the shit, so, you know. Motherfuckers just got to see what's up with that, man. So, I mean, I want him to hold his head, stay positive and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how they get you. They will try to, you know, put you away or whatever and make your ass sit there and think you got nobody or whatever and shit. But even in those times, nigga, you can put shit in perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Put shit in big perspective. I was just telling they ass, this Trap Boy Freddy got caught with a tiger and some guns. Drugs and all, sprinkle in some little sex trafficking. Nah, bullshit. You know how they do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Just sprinkling in shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they caught that nigga with a little baby tiger cub and shit. I was like, damn, that nigga was living exotic, nigga. That nigga was living exotic. But,
what we call them? Freddy Exotic.
Yeah, I call that nigga Trap Boy Tiger King.
Yeah.
Trap Boy Tiger King Freddy. He gonna make it from up under this, though. It ain't as bad as everybody else, though. You see what's going on with them boys. Them YSL boys, man. I mean, you know,
I
don't know if I want to get into it or whatever. But
man, I'm just thinking, like, man, Joe, like, on both sides, it's fucked up because, you know, I fucked with Lucci and I fucked with, you know what I'm saying? I fucked with, then they talking about Gunner finna get out. I don't know how true that is. But, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't even know they was beefing. That's the crazy thing.
What is beef?
I don't know. Beef is like when you're scared to go to sleep, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought beef was, but, man, the way they putting it on, like, they was putting out hits and telling niggas to get touched and all of that, like, and calling my man as a kingpin, I don't know about all that. But you know what I'm saying? Now that I go back to it and I think about the shit that I was listening to when I was listening to Young Thug, where he really was spitting that shit. I wasn't paying attention, but he really was spitting that shit. It took for me to go back and listen to him. He was talking that shit, and y'all, come on, man.
Like, the nigga been spitting, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you do gotta kind of, you know, sift through that shit or whatever. At the time, when Thug came out, I wasn't really fucking with him because it was like, he was so disrespectful to the, like, Wayne was the GOAT when Thugger came, right?
No, I'm saying,
at that time, right?
At that time, right?
And so, the nigga just dethroned him. He just took it because he made Wayne look away when Wayne was complaining about the fact that the Carter wouldn't drop. You know what I'm saying? He was looking like a disgruntled ass nigga. But Birdman really was the lead chess player because all he did was wait. All he did was wait, and that shit just, you know, that shit erupted.
It's weird because I feel like he did him the worst. Like, come on, man, you already then. You sold shit that I ain't even like, that you wasn't even supposed to sell before it was even up for grabs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was my fallback, just in case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you already sold this shit.
Exactly.
Money homie. Like, come on, man. Like me and my man's been together. Me and my homie been together. Sandbox nigga to now. Like, I don't think no money gonna change us, bro, because we done been broke together, bro. Like, we done been at rock bottoms, you know what I'm saying? And for y'all niggas to have all this money and turn on y'all mans that done had y'all popping for 7 years, 8 to 10, 15 years in the game over some dog, that shit weird, dog. And I'm not talking about Wayne, I'm talking about Birdman, man. That shit weird, bro. Then you see, like, nigga, he tried to distance himself from
everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Before the Rico act pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, nigga, everybody was just in the videos, Milk Marie and High Fat, you know what I'm saying? All, nigga,
it was all weird. High fives and hand snakes, man. High fives and hand snakes. Because niggas most definitely.
I was just thinking about Fredo Bang saying he can't drop no music because of his label. I mean, y'all look what y'all niggas do. Y'all sign yourselves to the devil when y'all sign a motherfucking contract.
And then Fredo Bang, I mean, shit, he like one of the artists that fans actually want to hear from and shit, but he can't do his damn thing creatively. Whack.
Sure, what Jay-Z said, man. When I say free the dogs, I free them. Oh, God, boy, that's a...
whether they be anybody.
Oh, God.
Male, female, if he want them out of a deal, he'll work it out and they'll get out the deal. You see what I'm saying? Anybody.
Well, so gotta give credit where it's due.
You know, it starts at the top. You know it starts at the top.
Somewhere in the middle, man. That middle man somewhere working all angles. You know what I'm saying? To make sure everybody eat.
Y'all heard
him. I used to be like that, but I don't give a fuck.
Y'all heard him.
Oh, God. I'll just be like, fuck it.
I was thinking about the other day when I was like, well, how do I feel like we grew up? I feel like we grew up doing what the fuck we was told. And like, that made us militant. That made us very, very militant. Made me very fucking, not short-sighted, but I was like, if I'm supposed to do this, I'm going to only do this. And then I'll do the next thing, and then the next thing. But that fucked me up. That fucked me up a little bit.
See, man, I'm a little bit different, man. I start a task, then start a whole another task, then start another task, then I'll be trying to finish the first task, trying to get to the last task, so I can lay the fuck down and just be fucked up.
What I just say? I said, man, it's a Friday, and I've known this whole week what I've done to get to this point of shit.
Me too.
Like, motherfucker, I'm trying to, now I can let my hair down. Fuck that, I'm chilling now. Now I'm not finna do anything. And can't nobody make me. Like, motherfucker, the goals that was supposed to be met for the week was met. Now, you know what I mean? You just keep everybody alive and fed and clean through the weekend. Yeah. Until we go back to the regular shit. Yeah. But let me get this, though. You see what I'm saying? Let me get this little time and shit.
A little couple seconds, you know what I'm saying? I'll be telling motherfuckers, man, I don't be needing that much time. Man,
just wasn't greedy. We wasn't greedy.
Yeah, like, bro, we know how, man, Joe.
You know who was greedy? R. Kelly.
Yeah, he was greedy. He was too greedy.
And they got a fair trial that started, man, already, bro. Like, we going to have to just see where that shit go, because he got 30 years already.
We know where it's going.
Now, let me see what else he finna motherfucking get. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if that's the case, they might as well just not even give him a trial and just give him the time and just be like, fuck it, like, because Like,
trial of waste of time and shit, but yeah, people want to hear from the victims and shit.
Man, fuck the victims, bitches. Y'all knew what the fuck y'all was doing when y'all went there. That's what I don't get about it. Like, it's not like he was hiding it. Like, you grown motherfuckers was dropping y'all little ass kids off to R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck would you do that? Like,
money.
What they say, grooming these girls, you know what I'm saying? And look, came back to bite his ass in the ass. Oh man, that shit is weird as hell, man.
It is.
It's just as much as they fault as it is his fault, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Parents was to be blamed and shit.
Ain't nobody really, you know, looking to the fact that the parents was kind of like the guardians at that time.
Grooming them, taking them there. I'm finna go to R. Kelly hotel room. Okay, baby. Try to have a baby by him. You chill, dumbass. Like, come on now.
Encouraging them. Damn well. Encouraging the wrong.
He finna dig in y'all and leave y'all fucked up for the rest of y'all life.
But they finna come back 15 years later and say he raped them.
Like, come on, man. Like, man, they gonna wait till he old and release him like they did Bill.
Oh, shit, he had me chained up in a room. Didn't he leave the keys right there on the dresser for you to...
get out?
Like,
he said...
So I was trapped, but I wasn't really trapped because I knew where the exit was. No, they've heard what I've already had to say about this.
Yeah,
this is your episode. Yeah, you're talking. I don't even got to say, yeah, his views ain't my views. Motherfucker, you already know what I think. I look up this show and it say explicit. I didn't put that shit. Yeah, they put that label on me and shit. Shit is explicit. Okay, niggas
right
talk
now.
How they talk, bro.
In our paper right now, we talking about life. Right now, what's going on in life right now.
Yeah.
They just picked the nigga up for serial rapists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they picked the nigga up. And the crazy shit is, nigga, I know the nigga. Like, bro, and for me to know the nigga, wouldn't even think the nigga was doing that shit. And now it's just fucking me up because he did the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been through that shit before. Like, it's just weird to me. You be thinking niggas like, don't do shit.
Yeah,
and then they come back and smack you like, damn, they really
like, yeah, they was this type of person behind closed doors.
Like, well, like.
Yeah. God damn it, man. Kick that fucking cord. My bad. Anyway, we're going to keep this shit going. I'm going to keep it going. Y'all know how I do. Funky ass cord. Diddy, Jermaine Dupri. They finna have a little hit for hit battle, man. No. See, what they doing is it ain't even a boycott of verses. It's the fact that Swiss Beats and Timberland, shit, they suing the motherfuckers who bought verses because they ain't paid. So Jermaine Dupri and Diddy, they like, man, let's just do a hit for hit battle. Nothing to do with verses. Fuck verses. Type shit. And I was like, damn. Like, bro, if them niggas getting paid, how much they getting paid from Versus, how much you think they paid, like, anybody who participated? Bone Thugs and Harmony. How much you think they got paid?
Man, I don't know.
3-6 Mafia. How much you think they got paid?
Not that much.
See, shit like that, bro. But they was getting millions for that shit, bro. They getting millions. Bro, they suing Triller for $28 million and shit, bro. See, look, you see how I just made a topic, got another topic? But, yeah, fucking, they suing Triller for almost $30 million because the niggas ain't pay, you know what I mean? They sold it to them. But they ain't pay all the way up and shit, you know what I'm saying? They gave him probably like $50 million or some shit like that, but they owe another $30 million, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that, something like that. Shit, ain't nobody fucking with Versus right now. So I'm like, man, even if y'all try to do another one, everybody still gonna be like, nah, y'all made a big deal. It's like, I don't think nobody else gonna really participate in it. But that hit for hit battle, P. Diddy, motherfucking, you know.
And you know, all they gonna use some big names on there.
Okay? What you talking about? What you mean?
Like, it's gonna be Notorious, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, hell
they
yeah.
They going hit for hit, you know how they produce it, so you know.
Who Jermaine Dupri have?
Then he have Usher.
Who else he have?
Bow Wow.
He had him for sure.
Yeah, of course. That's what was.
Oh yeah, he was so fucking deaf.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. You right. You was right. They gonna have some shit. It's gonna be but see, they got recent hits and you know how Diddy is, bro. He can't let the 90s go and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be what you say, some tributes and shit.
Still,
I don't
want to
say nothing about a cash cow and them, but these dead artists been working hard as hell lately.
Like, bro, I'm still...
You see how many albums Juice WRLD done put out since he been dead?
Bro, like...
It's almost more than when he was alive and shit.
You get more clout when you die.
What'd you say? You gotta say it to the mic.
You get more clout when you die, I'm telling you. If you want popping as an artist, even if a couple niggas know you, it's gonna make a couple more niggas go listen to your songs now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Boosie be like, R.I.P., R.I.P. Woo off the bell. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna start a trend to say R.I.P. so and so such and such.
R.I.P., oh, his shit was bang. You know what I'm saying? Woo off the bell. Y'all wanna listen to him. North damn way, y'all ain't even. Come on, man. If it wasn't for that nigga saying who he was, y'all wouldn't know who it was.
All right, see now. That's gonna bring me to this other thing I was thinking about. One of you fucking soulless motherfuckers then kidnapped, robbed, and shot one of the damn members of Nappy Roots and shit just recently and shit. Fish Scale. Motherfucking forced him into the car and some more shit, bro. Took him away and shit. The nigga tried to run. They popped his ass. Fucking, he's, you know, he recovering now and shit, but if he had died, promotion. Niggas would have been tributing and, oh man, this and that and that shit. And they, like you said, the sales would have just went up type shit. Like, motherfuckers would have paid more attention to him. The dead get more promotion than anybody. I'm surprised that Mac Miller's family's been able to not put anything out like that. Lil Peep's family's been able to not, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I know they got unreleased music and shit, but they not money hungry and going after this shit like a, XXXTentacion.
Yeah, they still going. No matter what, they not gonna let him die. Like, even though RIP to him, they not gonna let him die. They gonna forever bring him up. Even when we...
You wanna know what just happened with that shit?
What?
You know they caught everybody who has something to do with it, right? One of them niggas just turned state. It's over with.
He with them turning state, they still bogus. And he, like... I don't fuck with Snitch 9 at all. I can't say what he say is real. But only thing I can say is that he don't be lying when you say you need security. Like, because of the person you are. If he would have had security, well, none of that shit happened, bro. Like,
who? If who would have had it?
Extratosion. If he had security following him,
exactly.
Like,
because
you know what I'm saying?
Because you want to know what
would have
happened?
You got TMZ following you in the
nigga,
pop-up.
Security would have noticed people following you.
They would have been
security would have noticed the people that's following you just sent the fat-ass nigga in the same store as you to make sure that you're in there to buy or spend whatever money that you need that you went to go get.
What did they say? He had 100 bands on it?
Five or some shit like that.
A million. Like, and how long did y'all niggas get to enjoy that?
They didn't get to enjoy it,
like,
bro.
Y'all niggas
they were scared the whole time and got caught, right? You know what I mean? Like,
man, bro.
One of the niggas got caught because he was on Instagram Live with the bag. Like, how careless are you? Like, do you niggas want... It's like, yeah, let's do some shit and not get away with it. Let's do some shit and tell everybody. You see what I'm saying? Let's do some shit and tell everybody about it.
Might as well tell everybody because since you're scared shitless... Nigga scared shitless. He can't even speak.
Yeah, you.
And that shit, like,
you want to
just like
there?
Pop smoking them, nigga. Like,
that was an accident.
They didn't mean to kill him.
No, that they didn't. He didn't. However, it happened because one thing is that he leaked his own address, and another thing is that it was a crew who already be doing that shit over there, and they just caught him randomly. And the third thing was that one of them little bitches in there did it. You know what I'm saying?
Be with that
so, you see what I'm saying? You got to think, the nigga had really just got there, bro. He wasn't from out west and shit. The nigga was from New York.
Narcy.
He was. That nigga was from New York.
Like, come on now.
Fuck with Pop Smoke, bro. I liked him, but I really hated how many routes it is and shit. You know what I'm saying? How many routes is the route, the right storyline?
That's what
shit.
I'm saying, like...
Because one of the bitches very well could have gave up the address.
Somebody gave up.
Somebody so thirsty as to pause the video when he, you know, showed his a Mary bag and it showed the address. That's some thirsty shit. Why would that person who does something like that be so mad that they go there and have, you know, 3-4 other motherfuckers with them and kill them? I think one of the girls gave it up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
or I think they was already working that neighborhood, and he was just, you know, just got caught, lacking.
I mean, you live it like you live, dog. Like, they say he was doing shit up there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know nothing about that.
That's how life goes.
Look, I don't know nothing about that. I know he was there to do some shows and get some money. What didn't need to happen? He didn't need to say anything about nothing. Because I don't think he knew how big he was any motherfucking way.
Like I said, when you die, you get more things.
Nah, no, but in this case, in his case, in Pop Smoke case, bro, when he died, what happened? If you don't really know, we got Favio. We got fucking Favio for him. Right soon as he fucking died. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is.
Drill in New York went just like this. Like, just won over Chicago just because of how blatant them niggas was. Y'all ain't supposed to have all these poles in New York. Where's all these guns coming from? So now they coming with the Ricos and all of that shit. Now they own niggas, bro.
Yeah, you most definitely ain't have a gun in New York.
They own niggas, bro. They not finna play that shit,
man. You couldn't have a knife up there.
It was just by the grace of God. I think it was 22 G's. The nigga who had a blick on him, but the cop shot himself type shit. Like, he got lucky with that shit. The nigga out. You know what I'm saying? The nigga out. Or was that 22 G's that just got shot up and robbed and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever York, it is, York, it's attention on New York.
New York popping because a little light-skinned nigga caught the body. And they don't even know if he really caught the body. But all I got to say is, how they charge you with murder if a nigga came out there looking for you?
Talking about gay flop?
Yeah, like, I didn't get that. Like, nigga, I'm walking by, nigga, like, why you, like, what you on? Like, why you come your tough ass
bro,
out
you,
here,
you
dog?
know what antagonizing do, though. You know what I'm saying? I think you keen enough to understand intimidation and these tactics that niggas will use and shit. You know what I'm saying? To try to throw another nigga off and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Basically, because if I let you trick me into doing something, then I'm bogus, you know what I'm saying? And you still gonna be free, and I'm gonna lose my freedom, my life, whatever and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's what
you know, you just gotta
be...
that
nigga off the street, and
that video, all I saw was two individuals who was fighting for their lives. I don't know what made dude come outside. I don't know why this person was walking down the street. See what I'm saying? There is avoidable things here. You can stay in the building. Your ass can walk on the other side of the motherfucking street.
How did you even?
You see what I'm saying? Can you please agree with me that you can go the same? You can go the same direction you want to go on the opposite side of the street.
But this is what I don't get, like
motherfucker,
like,
man.
Like, you looking? You
tough
looking
guys,
at,
bro.
You looking that hard at this nigga in this zipped up ass hoodie to know who it is? Like, so that let y'all niggas know that niggas watch how y'all walk. Niggas watch all of that, dog. Like, so.
What was fucked up was the little nigga really had some clout, and you almost jagged it trying to be tough. Like, you didn't have no, like, if I'm outsider, you know what I'm saying, out of town or whatever, if I'm looking at it and I'm being honest, it's like, nigga, you honestly could have walked on the other side of the street. You know what the fuck is going on. I don't think you knew that you was finna blick dude down, but you knew a motherfucker was finna say something. You know what I'm saying? You antagonizing a nigga, bro.
You
mocking a motherfucker, bro.
He wasn't even like, he probably was thinking like, man, I ain't no bitch.
So what?
He like,
so what? You ain't no bitch. Okay, so what? Walk your ass on the other side of the street.
That's that tough light skin shit.
You don't have to. He didn't have to prove that to nobody and shit. Everybody already believed the music anyway. You was already getting paid anyway.
You
supposed
features.
To put the first 500 in the safe and forget the combination, man. Like, these motherfuckers
well,
suspended it as
years.
These niggas suspended it as they getting it, and it don't make no sense. I'm trying to get it in.
You say he bought a grill before he bought a crib.
Yeah.
But look at him now. Fucking billionaire. Look at the shit that motherfuckers buy. Like, I don't get it. I can't buy it.
Why do y'all buy that type of shit?
Like, bro, I could cut y'all shirt up for y'all. Like, that, it's not,
you know,
that
I can put holes in your t-shirt if you want.
You want to wear some fucking alien clogs, I can make you some. Like, but you're going to go pay $800-$900 for these motherfuckers.
Slavery. Well, I see some $400 Crocs. I was like, y'all be spending, y'all spend real money on that shit. I'll be like, damn, that shit crazy. Every week, there is a different Jordan.
Yeah, like I just went to the mall today.
Every week, there is a different Jordan, like clockwork, bro, like iPhones. There's more Jordans than iPhones. But it's like, bitch-ass niggas, bro. Like y'all spending bread on that shit.
I went to the mall. They like, man, I went to the mall early. I was going to grab me some kicks. But I didn't. And when I go up in there, they got the early release on. The only thing you can get in there is Jordan. Like, man, I don't want no
this ain't no
Jordan.
Fucking Jordan store. This like, ain't no Jordan store,
man,
anyway.
It's a finish line.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, nigga, like it's a Nike store, nigga. Do this shit.
See, that's why they low blow be super promo and Shoe Carnival and shit. Like,
yeah, bro, like
honestly,
real,
bro, like they over promote Shoe Carnival now, bro. Just because they know niggas ain't finna just go chase Jordans all the time, bro.
But like, nigga, I don't care about buying a two.
It was buying like, one, hey, about 2 years ago, right? Take those kids to the Shoe Carnival and shit. Let them, we sent them with the workers and shit. Son come up and shit. He like, that. You like my Jordans? I'm like, yeah, them look okay. Them look all right. Because they were Shaqs. I ain't tell them shit. Tell them shit. And they say, you like my Jordans? I was like, you picked these? And the dude was like, no. He picked them. I was like, all right, okay. That mean he liked the color. He liked how they shaped whatever and shit. I ain't finna tell them they ain't Jordans, nigga. Like I said, this shit was like 2 years ago. Yeah, they can't read. You know what I'm saying? They go to school now and shit. But
you know now.
You see what I'm saying?
That wasn't Jordan.
Hey. Watch your shit, bro. I ain't telling nigga nothing. Why you be that honest with a kid and shit? Like, nigga, he just seen him and his sisters and brothers come in the store and get whatever the fuck they wanted. He don't give a fuck about it not really being Jordan. They was Shaq. He didn't give a fuck about that shit. I ain't say nothing. I ain't say shit.
Y'all one of y'all kids would always buy them Jordans and shit.
I told my baby,
we don't gotta buy Jordans, nigga. We can buy other type of shit, nigga. Shit that he gonna like to wear, like the girls like to wear. They don't wanna wear no motherfucking forces. You can buy their ass some fucking boots right now, and they gonna rock them motherfuckers just cause they fucking boots. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, I can confess. Yes. I don't know if it's because the boots are high or they, you know, they cover so much of the leg and shit.
Right, but
I mean,
they rocking them.
Yeah,
they rocking them. The fuck, ain't no if ands
like,
or buts about it. And like, you finna buy me some Uggs, Dad? I'm gonna buy you some Bear Paws. Shoe Carnival. Nigga, they gonna be warmer than them Uggs, though. I'm telling you.
and you can get two for the price
on
them.
The inside.
Tell you, bro, price is really Price is, you know, it's driving a lot of decisions. Gas, see what I'm saying? Food.
Gas dropped,
nah. Nah, and they ain't dropped enough. $3.88 ain't shit.
Yeah,
I need my 280s back. I need my 280s back, man.
280, yeah, I can feel that motherfucker.
See what I'm saying? I need my 280s back.
That dub will feel that motherfucker up. That's
I ain't even gonna lie. Motherfuckers being so, like, frugal on gas. I'm not getting under the half a tank or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't afford to do this shit. Because I didn't been up early enough in the morning to catch the 333. And I was like, what? I said, hell no. Nah. I was like, man, let me quick little couple dubs in this motherfucker real fast, man. Like, why? Why are they doing that? It's like, what the fuck? Drove back past the same one later on. That shit said $3.99. I was like, y'all niggas ain't shit.
Oh, God.
I said, you niggas ain't shit. That shit crazy, bro.
Man, they know what they're doing, man.
Talking
about inflation.
You said what?
Talking about inflation.
Man. Other niggas saying what? Recession and shit. what can I get into, man? WAC 100, for some reason, some behind-the-scenes-ass reason, he thinks that NBA Youngboy, you know, want to even go there and shit, the cash money or whatever, but, you know, I guess I'll just see how that fucking story develops later on, because it's not, you know, it ain't even really worth digging into now and shit, you know what I mean? We got guests in the building and stuff like that, you know? We'll get back to it and shit here in a second, you know what I mean? But Yeah, let me run to the facilities and everything, yeah, man, and I'll be back after break. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Yeah, just sit still. Don't nobody move. You know what I mean? Won't nobody get hurt, y'all. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me? And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I do appreciate that, man. You might want to go back because you probably missed something. Because, you know, this is the second half of the show. You know, we're going to go and get to it, how we do and keep going and whatnot. I still got Fo Fooly Molly and this bitch with me. You know what I mean? We're going to get to some more gangster things and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Talk some shit. And, you know, keep the show entertaining for y'all and whatnot. You know, Dick? So, this is the third time that Young Thug doesn't get a bond. He's
in there. But he's saying he has good spirit, though. So
I think he's taking it well.
You only way to take it right now. I mean, they didn't give you no bond.
You gotta be positive.
They give you a bond, he's gonna bond out. You know what I'm saying? No,
he might run. I don't, like, what if he ran, bro? It's 28 motherfuckers, bro. You see what's already going on. They didn't put the names out there and some more shit, bro.
They even got the dog. Like, what the dog do? That's what I'm saying.
We know you know something, motherfucker. We know you know something. They done froze the accounts. The family ain't eating. But they got money, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got money. Like, I mean, I want to know what stopped.
Club.
I want to know what exactly stopped. I know the label keep getting paid off this nigga. So, you know, I mean, yeah. So, Birdman probably take care of motherfuckers, like, to a certain extent.
You know what I'm saying?
He can't get nobody a lawyer.
He can't do nothing.
Like,
he can't
it's kind of like the Dirk thing. He can't do shit for nobody. Everybody's in trouble.
Yeah, but them niggas had their own money, though. So they better
Bro said they had their own money.
So they better, nigga, when they be telling niggas, when y'all, we y'all sit.
Yeah.
Got to make sure y'all don't spend too much money because you never know what might happen. You're going to need that bar money.
See, you never know when you need that stream money, nigga.
Hey, man, what happened? Remember the dude that was rapping that gangster shit? Then they caught him on camera shooting some niggas at the club. Then he went and turned himself in. That black dude.
Who the fuck was that? Is it from back in the day or recently?
It was back in the day. It was that Memphis. I think he was from, like, Memphis or something. We caught him in the club. He turned himself in and shit. Said, man, I know they out here. If they coming to get me, I'll be back out later. I don't know how long they gave him, but shit, niggas, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what gonna happen, nigga. Ain't no telling who watching you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all gotta be prepared. Y'all gotta be mindful of y'all situations and shit.
For real. Because, man,
I don't know how YSL slipped, but they saying with the names that's out are the people who telling, because it is people who are cooperating already. And these, like I said, and how this internet shit work, bro, that shit's forever. Nigga, dude name out there and shit, and it's been out there for at least 2 months. If you try to search up anything about dude ass, bro, old shit pops up of niggas who been connected the dots. And I was like, man, if motherfuckers already knew that shit, man, then that mean it's, there are moves in play already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro,
like since already, dude is on his way out.
They knew the plan on.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm like, man, this shit finna get
ugly. I don't know who he's talking about, but just the, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really been following the YSL thing because, you know, I'll be working.
It's one of his own.
And that's weird, bro.
Because it's like, it's the dude that, what's dude name? P-Nut or some shit like that. From YFM or whatever the fuck. Nigga. It's got something to do with that shit. It's like, it started with the dude. Then that transpired, you know, so dude died or whatever. But then,
yeah,
ever since then,
type shit.
And then, you know, ever since then, YSL just been going up. But it's been many faces to YSL and shit, and the whole time the feds was watching. And scooping motherfuckers, getting information.
Was old dude, that just got trouble?
Was anything and shit, though, because Trouble, you know, yo, no, Trouble, he was a smooth dude, bro. Like, he was really, he was on his shit. He was on his own shit. I don't know what he claimed
and
shit.
He was dropping music with.
But I swear, like, that shit was some crime of passion shit. Like, he was fucking with a nigga bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I
mean... if I think this bitch mine, she is.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm
saying? You heard me, bro?
Like,
I have a problem. Gee, I'm trying to... I'm being honest. I'm, you know, like I said, I don't get to do therapy and shit. I'm very honest. If I think that bitch mine, she is. Because...
yeah. You gave it to me. You said it was mine. You said you weren't going nowhere. It's mine, right?
It's weird, but, you know...
it's
real. it's weird, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? And y'all don't be knowing how much you mean to that motherfucking person. You just don't know. You don't. You didn't expect him to climb up the fucking the balconies and your neighbors, your bottom neighbors. Yes, he climbed up they shit to your shit. To see if you had anybody in there, and, you know, of course you didn't, but still, though, bitch.
You still didn't.
Whose fucking car is this?
Like, you still didn't respond.
Whose shoes is these? Like, you bought me some shoes. What? Nah. They had a box in there. Oh, shit. Just bull. Just shit, man. If I think she mine, she is, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know how much you mean to him.
Yeah,
you fuck up, you know,
but that's
saying?
Why Trouble died, though, because he didn't know how much that bitch meant to that dude, and it sucks, because motherfuckers really should be able to just control their emotions.
You can't sometimes.
No. Well, hey, yeah, sometimes, you know, that's then, but I'm saying, when you can and shit, that shit is, bro, I'm telling you,
man,
when it's like,
it's hard to
look, because I'll relish in the, bitch, you trying to get a rise out of me. You're saying whatever so I can overreact. Yeah, you're saying whatever so I can overreact. But you're not gonna be any more specific than surface.
That's just stupid.
Huh? I'd just be like, why do you wanna look so stupid?
But why
you want to look so dumb? Like, it don't make no sense.
I don't care about her looking dumb. Why do you want to piss me off? Like, why do
you... No, I'm saying looking dumb because it's not going to make me mad. You're like, saying whatever to try to piss me the fuck off.
Why would you want to...
Like, I know you don't want your face beat in. Like, so cut the shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you saying this?
Once a year or something? Like, do you want me to pound you once a year or something? You know what I'm saying? Like... because we can set this up as an appointment every day on this year. We want to act stupid, but I don't want to do that with you. I just want to see you. You know what I'm saying? We don't beat women.
And that's the funny part because, you know, there are a lot of people who do. They mock it, and it is it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But to be so honest is to, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and just take what's there and shit, cause you know it's Googleable or whatever. You know, niggas know what they know about me and shit, but you wouldn't even have known it if I hadn't have told you. Cause if I'm being all the way 100, nigga, she never even said anything. Like, it was nigga me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, the only motherfucker I've ever told on is myself. Every other thing I got charged with, I paid for and went to jail for. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, whatever a motherfucker say to me or about me, you know what I'm saying? It still don't move how I feel and shit. Then plus what niggas be building. I don't think dude that killed Trouble had a baby with that girl. I just think he just was sprung. You know what I'm saying? The dude that killed Trouble, bro, he wasn't supposed to be there. Like, shorty had just fucked dude or some shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why
come
you
on,
show
bro.
Like, you knew it wasn't...
You trying to be courteous and wait till he was done or some shit?
And then you got salty.
Yeah, like, tight shit.
Like
you go in there, you beat her up and kill him and shit. Like, that shit, man.
Nigga, look at you.
Now look at you.
When you can kill this nigga over the pussy, you can't get the pussy, nigga. The bitch can just get the pussy away.
See, with examples like that, bro, that's how it's easier to channel your emotions. Because if anything, a motherfucker know where I'll take it, just even based off of whatever.
Right.
See what I'm saying? What I say is Googleable. Yeah, like, just even based off whatever you know, the levels I'll take it. So it's like, bitch, why do you... You see what I'm saying? That's you trying to make me seem like I'm A. But, you know, that's awesome. Look, that's fucking awesome. That's big awesome, man. Anywho, I have other things, man. We can talk about this shit, bro. There is this school. It's called Rome High School. It's in Georgia, and they've been, like, turning up since enrollment and shit, because not long ago, there were two weapons that were found on a campus, and they started remote learning and shit. But then, you know, they got sick of that shit, so they let the students come on back into the building and shit like that. And it's been 3 fights in 4 days and almost 20 arrests and shit, man. I'm like, motherfuckers is niggas is frustrated. Wild. Niggas is frustrated, bro.
Wow.
They these young guys, bro. It's something in the water or something, bro. Because, like I said, these motherfuckers is just seemingly doing shit to be doing shit. But, I mean, you know, keep it a buck, man. They just frustrated. These motherfuckers is frustrated. Got so much energy. I don't even know what to do with the shit. Weird
that's
shit, bro.
Shit. Give me some cooch.
Yeah.
Go get a wrist,
I mean, go get you some exercise or something, man. Fucking kids. It's high school. Ain't no telling if they calling people up to the school or whatever and shit, bro. And like I said, they had already found 2 guns there and shit. So niggas was doing remote learning. Y'all keep fighting in that bitch. They gonna make everybody do remote learning and shit. Like, whoever wanna be enrolled in this school in this year is gonna be remote learning. And it ain't gonna be shit a parent can do about it. It's a non-sociable ass. You gonna tell me I send you to school and you show your ass like that? Like, that's fucking embarrassing, bro. You don't go there and be the fucking aggressor and shit because of what?
Motherfuckers, teachers can't control them kids,
cuz. It's not, and they figured out that it's not their job to.
Back in the day,
you hear me? They done figured out it's not their job to control. They don't even break up fucking fights no more. They'll call somebody and wait for somebody else to calm down and calm it down.
Motherfucker be getting overly beat, and motherfucker be sitting there watching.
Motherfucker be in an old fetal position getting pounded on and shit, and the teacher just standing there. All right,
y'all break that,
Jeffrey.
Up.
It's not Jeffrey. It's not that serious.
Nope, it's not.
You guys, put your phones away. You know what I'm saying? Put your phones away. Don't record this. Fucking world star and motherfuckers and shit, bro.
World star fucked it up for a lot of motherfuckers. The internet fucked it up.
What'd you say?
The internet fucked it up, dog.
It gave niggas anonymity. It made niggas anonymous. You know you got your account, right? Mm-hmm. You know you can make you another account and just, like, be a fan of our music or my podcast or some shit and just keep, you know, trolling that shit, you know what I'm saying? The internet fucked up a lot of motherfuckers.
It did. Kids don't want to go outside playing.
Nah. And it's like, even right after anything, you eat, you go to the bathroom, whatever and shit, niggas got their phone. Niggas got their fucking phone. Niggas grocery shop with their fucking phones. I'd be like, how can you even find what you looking for and shit? Nigga, I done seen a nigga on his phone pushing the cart and shit, look up from the phone and have to, oh shit, double back and grab whatever he just walked the fuck past because you was on your phone. Niggas drive on their phone.
Niggas
drive on their phone.
I
leave my phone at the, like, bro, I don't even move with that motherfucker. I don't move with it.
I only got mine because motherfuckers reach out.
Yeah. You know, you a hard working, you know, 9-to-5 man and shit. You know, you got to have your contacts and shit. You got to be reached. You have to be reached. I agree with all of that shit and shit. But it's, man. The other motherfuckers who's not paying attention to how they're parking or, you know, where they going in the damn shopping mart and shit, bro. Like, it's just them motherfuckers. But anyway, we can jump into some other shit, man, you know.
Motherfuckers, I'll just be I don't know. This life be weird to us.
I was
sometimes.
Just gonna say they, you know, they want to hear from you and shit, bro. Like, as weird as life is.
Man.
You know, motherfuckers do fuck
you know,
with
you guys take
shit.
A step, this shit one step at a time, cause you take too many steps in a day, you gonna fuck your shit up.
Y'all heard him. The distractions be doing that shit, bro.
What I don't
man.
Get about this is, dude that hit the lottery already hit the lottery before.
Really? The dude from Illinois?
I don't know. I think
That's where he from. He from Illinois and
so
shit.
So how do you get to hit the lottery?
Again?
Yeah, like, it shouldn't be fair.
Well, I mean, you know, life ain't fucking fair.
He would have got a, he's getting $400 million.
Billion.
Yeah, but they
and take, they got more money than your stupid ass.
Yeah, because he ain't do something right.
He didn't do the monthly payments type shit.
Like, what would be the monthly payment?
He would have got more than that shit. But I just feel like niggas be feeling like, man, they gonna take the taxes anyway. And that's why they do that. But I'll be like, man, y'all niggas, I don't know. It may make better sense to just take the lump sum. Ain't no telling. Because really, you didn't have it last night when you fell asleep. Nigga, last Wednesday, you ain't hit no fucking lottery. Man, you was looking for that ticket, nigga.
But you ain't got to work. It's over with for that. Like, you can just relax. You can set your kids for generations all in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You like, can put so much money into... Something. So many things and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and be responsible for...
And think about how it come out in 10 years, you know what I'm
20
saying?
Years and shit. See then really after did. You dead and shit,
you
that
know,
shit can still keep working.
You know, I think it was that ring shit. You see what Nas did? Put some money in ring, then...
Yeah. It was ring. That nigga got rich off ring.
Oh, phone number.
He up there with the billions and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, man...
It's decent, bro. He was just farsighted. He saw where that shit could go.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
And now everybody, if they somebody, got a ring. You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, and that's the scary shit. You know
yeah, because if your whole block got rings, you not robbing shit and getting the fucking way with it.
Like, because if you got a ring on your camera,
on your house.
If you got a ring on your house, they automatically gonna come knock on your door requesting that camera.
Yep.
Like, they want that information. So, if it was a shooting that happened on your block, nigga, and this 5 of y'all, 10 of y'all through the whole block got cameras, nigga, they want pictures from each side back and forth. They gonna see something, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, well,
it's on you, though, as the homeowner, though, bro. I mean...
Man, you could possibly tell
you
me the camera.
You gonna give up some information or whatever, bro? Like, I mean, what's going
on? Right now, niggas giving up information.
Right now, I was just going to say, right now with telling, it ain't really being enforced that that's something you shouldn't do. It's actually being encouraged because of...
The violence.
Yep. Yeah, like, if it wasn't as bad, niggas would probably still be hollering, stop snitching. I ain't heard snitches get stitches in a long time, bro. Niggas is out here telling. I seen the video yesterday. This nigga said, yep, had to do that. Look, Bernie, you might as well go on and pack your bags, bro, and get where you going. Because I had to. At least I'm real and telling you I told on you. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? I said, nigga, you did what, nigga? And he was walking, like, away from Maxwell and shit, bro. Like, you can see the gates and shit in the building. He had his plastic bag. Yeah, no, bro. I'm just saying, bro, like, the nigga was just like, gloating that he just told on niggas to get out and shit. And I was like, bro, hell no. Nah. What part of the game is this? How did this become part of the game?
If he was in Chicago, they would have never
How in the fuck did this shit become part of the game?
I ain't gonna lie,
this shit don't make no sense to me.
In Chicago, they would have never been coming out the gate. It's like they did do it.
Hey, look, just like, yeah, they do that.
Like, bro, they like,
and
oh,
don't nobody
out.
Be batting an eye at that shit either.
Oh, God, like, what would you die right in front of the prison? They don't get no fuck. Like, how y'all got cameras?
I was like, how do y'all not have cameras
right
there?
Him.
Like, that don't make no... The nigga even tried to run back. Nigga, they locked them doors on your ass as soon as you walked out.
You locked out, bro. It's like you locked out your bitch.
They caught his ass. Like, that shit was... Whoever was out there to get him... Man, I mean, like, they saw that shit happen. They saw that shit happen.
She got shot.
That shit fucked up.
My bad, I don't mean to laugh, y'all. It just fucked up. Because you put yourself in that predicament where you get out of jail and a nigga pop you for you.
No, at the jail.
Yeah, like, what I mean by getting
nigga
out of jail.
Nigga died
I mean,
at the jail,
I mean,
bro.
I mean, you get right out the jail, bro. Right out the jail. You 2 seconds off this motherfucker for you.
Oh, Diddy bop it on the way to the car.
Hey, my own friend. Boo, 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 boo.
And they
boo,
just
boo.
Let it rip on like, them. I remember like, that shit. Bro, I remember like, that. That's fucked up, man.
Nigga, my mom, bro.
Security ain't really security
I
and shit. Because niggas, what happens here? What happens here, though? They give you a little bus transfer or whatever. Nigga, they get you downtown. And then you on your fucking own.
You gotta make sure you go. Yeah,
bitch, nigga, like here, there's no check cash in place for the money that y'all took out of my pocket. So, you know, I gotta still make it to somewhere.
Yeah, nigga, to get it done, you better hope your shit's still on fire.
I'm talking about, man, bro. It ain't shit, though. Look, but it ain't shit, though.
Okay,
do y'all think R&B is dead?
It depends. They got too
it's
much.
Too many women dropping. And they dropping hits and shit. If people fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the people would pay Nico a little bit more attention, like, she'll do her damn thing and shit, but everybody too stuck on, like, a Ari Lennox or a Money Long or some Muni Long, I think. Well, they stuck. They stuck on that shit, but, you know.
That's what I gotta say, y'all. That's all I gotta say. All
right, I don't think it is, though.
If y'all watching P-Valley, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, dog. That is not for man to watch.
That ain't even what the fuck I'm talking about.
I just had to say that.
Said it's R&B dead, bitch.
I'm just saying, dog. Like, man, dog, like, if I ever see a post where it be like, man, if I see a dude that I know post would be like, man, I missed P Valley last night, bro. I'm bugging up, bro. Like, bro, I'm blocking them, folks. We going to find them and we scrape them. I don't understand.
I just be letting niggas do them. I let niggas do them. They had already said the shit ain't getting renewed, so
yeah,
I was like, shit ain't run its course, apparently.
Like,
I was like, I let that shit do what it did for them little
man,
couple
so,
seasons
man.
And shit.
Man, my job, man, that's all they be talking about is P Valley. They be like, bro, you need to watch it. I'm like, eh.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Gets no play in my house.
Like, I mean, you know, I can't do it. Like, there's so many kids at the house that
yeah,
that's,
like,
I couldn't do it. That's why I didn't watch Power, because every 8 minutes there was somebody getting it on and shit, or them finishing or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? And some shit. It was, and I got to, you got to take that with the, what was that, Showtime?
Yeah, and they make everything too, like, but nobody want to see that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Like I mean, the
it's
the,
easier
the contact,
to just let yeah,
the
just,
contact with the it's the normal contact for me to see is men and women. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't that's not the other shit. I don't want to watch that shit.
Yeah.
Like, if it's too many shits in that movie, for we ain't watching that shit.
Yeah.
If it's three in the first 20 minutes, but we turning this off. But you can watch that shit by yourself.
Yep.
Bro. Like,
you're gonna have to finish it alone, cause I you know. It's not there in the content game yet, you know what I'm saying? I'm just now making my truth more honest and shit, nigga. So, you know, I can't even, you know, not right now. And I got more boys than daughters and still daughters. So I would never be caught watching something like that on the regular and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would much rather, you know, not hear about anything. So there's that of it. There's that of it and shit. But that still wasn't what I was talking about. That still wasn't what I was talking about. I said it was R&B dead.
No, R&B ain't dead, but it all depends on who's singing, dog.
Yeah, it's all decent.
Like, man, Joe. Like, my man Jacquees just disappeared.
You said he disappeared?
I don't know the last thing he dropped.
Yeah.
Can't tell you?
I definitely don't know. I fucking thought it was just recently, but that's Tory Lanez, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tory Lanez been dropping consistently and shit. Like, he has. Even though everybody ignores the shit, they treat him like fucking R. Kelly and
shit. But, like, right now, I ain't really, like, it ain't popped up on my shit or nothing.
Like, it wouldn't.
Like, that's
he don't get the promotion and shit. Like, it's over with for him and shit in that aspect. But independently, he's been successful.
That's just for right now, though.
You hear what I'm saying? Like, he's been...
Everybody gonna try to dick ride.
That's what's fucked up, man.
Like, y'all... That's... That man,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, motherfucker can't even really...
Cause, like,
that's
y'all,
crazy.
Y'all slandered this man.
They hurried up and did it. Look, they hurried up and did it.
And y'all don't even know if he did it. Like, the nigga, like...
It's all right. Look, it's all right, though. He gonna bounce back. He's already been bouncing back anyway because of the names that have been fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, at first, wasn't nobody fucking with him, but now, slowly but surely, you know, it seemed like everybody is starting to see the bigger picture and shit. Fuck else. The fuck else? Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown said to TMZ that he wanted to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, I guess that's the guy's name. I guess he owns everything. Jerry Jones said, "We good." He said, "I'm good, love, enjoy." He said, "Nah, we good, enjoy."
Is that the dude that walked up the stairs?
Jerry Jones, I guess he owned everything. Antonio?
Yeah,
AB?
Yeah. He walked off?
Threw his shit and shit? Yeah,
yeah,
that was him.
Like, man, Joe, ain't nobody gonna wanna fuck you, no business with you, buddy.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm like, bro, like.
Man, why you bug like that? Bro?
Grand opening, grand closing on his own self and shit, bro. That nigga was on like 5 teams in 1 year. You see what I'm saying? The Raiders, the fucking Vikings, and like, that nigga got jerseys, bro.
Is he good, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I would assume he was, though, because he went to, I'm telling you, it was at least like 4 or 5 teams in 1 year. He played with everybody and shit, bro. I think, you know, he's just a decent guy, but business-wise.
They keep trading him off.
You know that shit, a fucking plantation and shit.
Why he keep getting traded off if he good?
I guess the last time it had something to do with him, you know, just being injured or some shit like that. Or needing
the
surgery or some shit.
I think the last time they wanted him to get,
Broncos.
They want him to get that many amount of yards or something. He's going to surpass somebody. I don't know. So.
You see how they be playing.
Yeah, boy, they don't get...
It'd be like, bro, motherfucker.
We still got the LeBron and Jordan GOAT talk, and I don't understand why.
Well, I think we kind of know why. I mean,
stats
shit,
are good.
That's, yeah,
you know
stats
what I'm
and
but
shit, bro.
More dominance and aggressive.
Conversation pieces, content, like the sake of argument. Like, that's
like,
why we have those talk. That's
like,
why niggas still talking about it.
Like, LeBron and Jordan, like, come on, man.
We have to put into effect that times was different.
It was, like, but you got to compare. I feel like you should compare.
Why is Magic and Jordan the only motherfuckers from back then making buku?
Because they were smart. They were smart.
Magic been making money, bro.
Like,
and he's still relevant as far as the NBA and shit. All these other niggas is analysts. All these other niggas is sportscasters.
Like,
Jordan got shoes and just sit there. Like,
man,
yeah,
same
bro.
Color shoes, different color shoes, the same shoes. It doesn't fucking matter.
Re-release shoes.
Nigga, like, he still don't get paid off of that shit, though.
Yeah, bro. That's
like,
shit's
bro, he set himself up. And if his kids smart, they set themselves up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They would really, yeah, man. So y'all really need to start, you know, planning for the future and shit because,
yeah, ain't no telling, bro.
Because
y'all might
know, if you ain't shit, then, you know,
y'all
you don't want to live in your parents' shadow anyway and shit, you know what I'm saying?
You might be the broke one. That's the end of the day.
If you got siblings and they love the other ones more and shit, you got less.
They harvest all this money for you to zag off.
Yeah, this nigga's the boy Kardashian and shit. Rob. He robbing. Y'all niggas a bunch of Robs out this motherfucker.
Oh, mama, the worst Kardashian, you know what I'm saying?
Man, the one that didn't measure up his...
They said Khloe Kardashian has 6 different personalities, and Tristan Thomas cheated on all 6 of them. Boy, that's some of the shit I be reading,
that
bro.
Shit is crazy. Y'all, the internet is crazy, bro.
They got Black China fighting on them little episodes and shit.
That shit crazy.
Like, what you see the motherfuckers do for money, bro?
Money, I seen money make somebody go get it.
Then you got your baby daddy some broke niggas. You got a Kardashian that ain't giving you no money.
Tiger decent.
But he ain't breaking bread. You ain't got no niggas breaking bread.
Nah, but because, like, Pete. See, now we going there. Tiger has the kid 6 days out of the week.
So she only got a 1 day.
If that.
Yeah, okay.
See what I'm saying?
So
he don't gotta.
Child,
you bitch, you already rich and shit. Like, I'm not finna give. If rich. I have to give you anything, it's
she
not gonna
not
be
rich.
Much because I have.
She is not rich.
No, I'm just. Not. What do I mean by rich? What's rich now?
Like,
ain't rich famous?
Yeah,
ain't rich
yeah,
notoriety?
Yeah,
ain't rich everybody? Ain't rich popular?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
you're right, you're
okay.
Right, you're right, you're
rich
right.
Don't mean money no more.
But she not really popular no more. Like, ever since she.
Nigga, I'm telling. All she has to do is go suck off one of these dudes on camera,
yeah,
nigga, and she gonna
that.
Be. And she
trash gonna, at that. They proved that.
I'm
already.
Just saying. What if she do a little
she
better, bro?
Dropped her sex
what if she do a little better, bro?
She better learn because she ugly as fuck now.
What if she do a little better?
Like, I hate when a bitch fuck up their whole body just to think they gonna look badder, bro. That shit so fucked up.
I'd be like, look, y'all don't even know how to move that weight.
Like, bitch,
I'm inside you. How don't you know how to move and groove? Like, bitch, you ain't even doing shit. Like, I'm doing all the shit, bitch. Like, this is my A1 moves here, bitch. Bitch, I'm in my
30s. You heard what I told you earlier, bro.
Man, bro.
Like,
this shit, simple science around this motherfucker,
like,
bro.
Spin around in a circle.
Type shit.
Like, what are you talking about?
Doing my dance, bitch. Bitch, you finna get the dance, bitch. fuck else, man. There was some more news, man. I wish JT was here, bro.
He's on the south getting his car.
He's there doing the thing. Look, talking to a man about a horse.
Ben, I'd be talking about no way.
Fucking what else? What else is news, man? You already heard about the T.I. shit.
What T.I.?
I mean, there was a story that surfaced of him punching somebody who kissed him on the cheek.
Why the fuck is you kissing me, dog?
See what
like,
I'm saying?
Like,
the dude knew he was wrong too. He took accountability and the punch, and they did a shot afterwards. But it's just the fact that dude was, you know, he was on a podcast and, you know, he was telling a story and shit, and that. Happened in the story. It's like he said, man, I was feeling the vibe a little bit too much. I turned around and I kissed T.I. on the cheek. He said, why are you doing that? And I said, man, I'm sorry, my bad. Then he punched me in the face. And then niggas had a drink. He moved on from that shit. T.I. come back, you know, he get on Instagram Live like, yeah, that story true. Main thing is dude took accountability and, you know, we still cool. I was just like, damn, that shit crazy. Look, like,
well, why would you
nobody would have ever knew that shit.
Why would you reach over there and kiss me on the cheek?
That don't make no sense.
Like, what kind of vibe?
Said, bro, you feeling it too much. You too fucking lit.
But why? What kind of vibe are you?
Yo,
in,
why am I here?
Like,
around your fucking vibe, and
like,
I don't act like that.
Like,
shit,
I'm
weird,
to bro. Joke,
bro. The dude name is Drew. Dude name is Drew. He from the group Chainsmokers or some shit.
But why was he kissing me on the cheek?
Because he white.
I can't get it, dog. Like, it doesn't make sense. Because
he be feeling himself.
I'm a dude. Don't kiss me on the cheek, dog.
My bad. Bam!
Like,
y'all go to the bar after.
You're bad, all
right? Yeah. Hell yeah, yo, goddamn bad. Before I get out of here, I do need to say something about the motherfucking, the fact that I don't think truck drivers be listening to podcasts and shit. They don't talk to each other. I don't think they talk to each other no more. The CB radio shit, they don't talk to each other no fucking more.
They might talk to dispatch, but that's it. But that's
what I'm saying. That didn't used to be the culture.
But like,
see what I'm saying?
I know truck drivers that be on podcasts talking while they be driving.
Okay,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
That's
like,
decent. That's cool.
Like, they be got their camera on, they got their headset on, they talking, they driving, doing what they doing, you know what I'm saying? They not looking at the camera at all, they driving, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know
they certain people only listen, they don't look, so
you
can do that if I'm not looking at the screen, you're not going to bore me.
Most of the time, if I ain't watching, like, if it ain't a video, and I'm just listening to you talk, I'm not going to look at the screen anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man, really, I'm probably going to have a little picture up or some shit anyway.
You know what I'm saying? If you up there talking on screen, nigga, I'm gonna listen to you talk, cause nigga, like, bro, it's better a visual than not having a visual. You know what I'm saying?
only shit you're supposed to be watching like that is the interviews.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like,
I mean, I don't really even film my podcast because, nigga, I mean, I just, shit, I don't want no cameras all in here and shit, bro. And then it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever, y'all be like, these niggas been talking for 30 days.
Man, fuck y'all. Yeah. Fuck y'all.
Yeah. But we still gonna talk that shit.
Man, what? I be talking shit. I told him I was gonna get out of here. Shit. So yeah, man, I mean, I guess we can end it there and shit, you know what I mean? Today feels full enough and whatnot, you know what I mean? So, bro, appreciate you sliding by and shit, you know what I'm saying? And if you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. Good looking out, you know what I'm saying? I'll be back in the next couple days and whatnot, you know what I mean? Day ones. Today's done. It's over with, man. Make sure you tap the door, man. Tip the waitress, wipe your feet before you go in the crib, all that good shit. I'll be back in the next couple of days, man. Y'all ain't even gonna miss me, you know what I'm saying? I'll be here. Shit, I'll be in this motherfucker. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you?
Gang.
Boy, hell no, ain't nobody listening to your ass, man. Go on somewhere. I'll punch shit out you. Fuck out of here. All right, y'all. Yep.